Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Just saying the word divorce takes effort because there's so much shame, embarrassment, and fear associated with it. It's a taboo topic no one really wants to talk about publicly. Until now. This February 4th, I'll be joining Wendy Sterling, divorce recovery specialist and founder of The Divorce Rehab, along with many other divorce experts, in launching the first of its kind online divorce summit, Divorce Recovery Made Easier, How to Heal, Rediscover Identity, and Confidentially Create the Life You Design. With Divorce Recovery Made Easier, we will not only share our divorce experiences, but how it shaped the tools, businesses, and insights we've created to help you navigate your path and guide you into designing the life you want instead of the one you feel stuck in. February 4th, 2020, y'all. Don't miss it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. It's Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday. And I'm so happy because guess who's here? Pinky's up drinking his coffee. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you, darling?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yay, I'm glad you're here because guess why?
Because we're going to dinner.
No, we're not going to dinner. No, we're recording for the show next week. We're here next week, the show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast today and I'm glad you're here because it's always great when you're here because you were my number one. Were you number one or number two? Number one most requested podcast of 2019.
Look at that.
People love you. People
love
you.
Not bad for an idiot.
No, people love you. I know someone said that about us. We actually had a negative review that someone said that I was mean to you on the podcast. I'm like, I'm kind of mean to you all the time.
That must be a view into our lives.
That's so mean. I'm not mean to you all the time.
I need to get a GoPro so we can record this.
I know, right? Actually, we'll do it. We'll do a live one. We'll do a video one soon.
I meant just like my daily, just to have a helmet cam.
Oh, wait, no, we have
for
to
my
do
my daily interactions.
But first
with
of all, wait, we have to tell everybody it's raining. It's raining in the studio today.
It is raining.
So if you
outside
hear,
the studio, not in the studio.
That's right, outside the studio. If you hear any pitter patter of little raindrops, it's because it's raining, and we're sorry about that. So we can't edit out the rain. No, we can't. Okay, so today we have a great show, and we're going to get a lot of. It's going to be a little controversial, I think today, which I like. I like a little opinion-based, you know, people bring their own opinions. And we have a very strong opinion about this. We do, this topic.
I have whatever opinion you want me to have.
Which is why I date you. Because I think that when we met and we talked about this, it was one of the first things we spoke about. We were both on the same page, which was...
Yes, we were.
We were, yes. So we were talking today, we're talking about the truth about blended families. Bullshit-free, no bullshit here. Do you have to cough?
I made it somewhere.
We'll have to edit this.
Where's the cough button?
We can mute it. But so we're going to talk about blended families. And actually, in my book, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married, I get pretty real about my stance on blended families. And when I speak around the country and I public speak, I talk very openly and honestly about blended families, which I like to call shaken families.
Shaken.
I call them shaken families instead of blended.
Stirred.
I say shaken and stirred because I really do truly believe that blended families are one of the most difficult things to have as a happy blended family. And I always give props to those people who are in a successful blended family relationship because I think that they deserve the highest, highest praise. I think that blended families are very difficult to sustain. I think they're very difficult to... to be in. They're just a tough relationship to have. And blended families, Jim, just so you know, we're going to tell everybody, it's not when you actually have to have kids from both sides, right? So it's not just like a guy coming in with no kids.
A solo guy with no kids. Yeah.
Right. So
Think Brady Bunch.
And
but
that's
without the housekeeper.
What was her name?
Alice.
Oh, she was so annoying. Yeah. So like the Brady Bunch, for example, is like a total like farce as far as I'm concerned. People that actually go into blended families thinking that their blended family is going to look like the Brady Bunch. Those are the people that had the most difficult time actually, statistics show. We're going to get there.
Okay.
We're going to get there. So we're going to tell everybody, Jim, you're going to tell everybody.
Oh dear.
What we are, our take and our stance on blended families, when we started dating 3 years ago, when we met, we both decided that we were never going to blend.
Correct.
Right.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, almost ever.
Almost ever, right? And so I think people really give us a lot of shit.
Yeah, there's very few scenarios where I see that occurring.
Right. And so people always give
especially
us
especially now.
Yeah, don't you think people give us big time shit for that?
Yeah, some of our friends don't understand it or don't agree with it or what have you. But given the age of our kids, I think it's the right play for us.
Yeah, our kids are teenagers. We have four teenagers. And now, let me just say this. My kids have obviously, well, no, not obviously. My kids have met Jim a ton. No, we all hang out. They love him. And Jim's kids have met me. So we know each other's kids, but our kids have only met twice, I think. Yeah. Maybe twice. But
our kids don't hang and play.
Our kids don't hang and play.
Or live together.
Or live together. It never will.
Probably not, no.
Probably not. And we just feel like that's...
Unless they all fail after college. They move in the basement or something.
And then we can put them all in the basement and that will be the end of it. But and we just really feel like... I can just say a couple things. You can say a couple things too, Jim. Interrupt me, please. But we feel strongly that it's just what's best for our scenario. And every scenario is different. And I think divorces are like snowflakes. And every divorce is different. But... statistics do show, and I have done my research, that that blended families definitely have a higher chance of a divorce. The divorce rate is 72% for blended families, which is
versus what?
Versus non-blended families versus regular. You know, so like first marriages.
Yes.
First marriages are 40%.
40%. Four in 10.
Four in 10. Oh, look at you.
4 in 10. Marriages, first marriages end in divorce.
Okay, that's right. And how about second marriages? What do we have there?
6 in 10.
6 in 10 second marriages. With just non-blended, regular.
Just a marriage that happens to be people's second marriages.
Okay, and blended families would be 72%. So what
72%.
Is it? 72%.
Right. So a little over 7 out of 10.
Okay, that's crazy.
Those end.
So that alone was
in divorce.
Like, right. So when I was doing my research for the book and I read that, I was like, you know what? I just think like relationships are tough enough. Like we have a hard enough time, the two of us, wouldn't you say?
Oh yes. I would agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, look at you bring in, you know, your family, my family, your ex-wife, my ex-husband, you bring in all of that. Then you bring in schedules, then you bring in kids, then you bring in co-parenting, and then you expect the kids to get along on top of it all. I just think it's just a shit show.
Plus right? Our kids would go to different schools.
And we live an hour away.
Yes.
I mean, it's 45.
Depending on the time of day.
Right. Yep. I mean, it's just crazy. There's just no way that for us, it wasn't going to work for,
And my first goes to college next year. Your first goes to college the year after that.
Yeah. So we were like, there's no reason to mess up their lives.
We've reached the goal line with them. Why subject them to a blended setup where they have to deal with
each other,
new kids,
right?
Yeah, and new kids in the house,
right? And if you read my book, I get into big time details about it. I don't want to, you know, go crazy here, but I've had past relationships where I did choose to blend, and it was horrific. And look at it. Let me say this for right now, that there are exceptions to every rule, right? So I actually have Jen Taylor, mom of 18, who's fantastically amazing, coming on my show in 2 weeks. And she has 18 kids. She blends, they're not all hers, but she has blended her family and she has 18 kids between the two of them. And she'll tell you when you hear her story, it's amazing. You know, she had no choice. And she said, we blended because I would never have seen my man, and they're doing it, and they're doing it, you know, and that's just the end of it. They just are doing it right. So, I mean, look, it has to work for your situation, but for me, it just was no, it wasn't happening.
I don't see many options if you have 18 kids.
Right.
I mean.
What are your, right, I exactly, mean, right.
I don't see you have any life if you're 18. I don't know how she does it. How do you have any life?
Wait to hear this. Children? It's amazing. The podcast next, it's in 2 weeks, I think, Jen is going to be on.
What are their ages?
Oh my gosh, they run
like
the gamut.
All the way high school?
Oh yeah.
Down?
Oh no. Like she has a 32-year-old daughter that has babies and then she goes all the way down. So like some of them are out of the house.
Some of them are gone.
Okay. Yes. They're not all in the house, right? But I mean, she's incredible and she's just, you're going to love that podcast. It's going to be great. And then my friend, Rebecca Eckler, who's also been on the show before, wrote the book, Blissfully Blended Bullshit, who tells the story the same as me. Like, look, she's been in 3 different blended families. She has 2 exes and it was a disaster. So, you know, everyone has their shtick. But, you know, I think that you just have to, I'm just keeping it real. It's horrifying. I equate it kind of to like, I always tell this story to people like, you know, think I'm nuts, but you know, when you like sleep over at a friend's house, when you were little, you know, and you're in the friend's house and it smells different and it feels funky and you don't really know, like, you know, where the bathroom is, and you have to be nice to the family. And it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
And I'm not nice to any family.
But then you get to get up in the morning, right? And you get to go home to your family. Well, imagine if you're a child and you are blended with this new family. And of course, it gets probably easier. But imagine for the first year of living with this new dad or this new mom and his new kids or her new kids, and you have to act, right? You have to behave and be on, and you have to be in this new house. And I've heard stories and I've done my research and people have told me, and it's just,
So it's not for you is what you're saying.
It's not for me, people. It's not for me. And it's not for a lot of people, but you know what? People look at, I do know people that are successful. So, you know, more power to them. And I give them such props, because it is hard. And disciplining other people's kids is, I can't even imagine it. You know, for me, I'm always going to be on my kid's side, right? I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be.
It's a tough place to be, you know, but.
Like the guy from the Progressive commercial.
Yeah. You're not my dad. That's what he said. Stay away from my mom. No, he's getting like French fries or what does he say? It's so funny. Best commercial. It is the best commercial ever. I love it. So, you know, it's funny. They say, what is this part? We have a really good part that I did some research and it was like people, the couples that go into the blended family with like expecting not the worst, but having realistic expectations.
Sure.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, can't have this fairy tale view of the world going into it. You have to go in with your eyes open, I would think.
Yeah. And I think that most people want to believe that it's going to be perfect. Right. But I think that you need to be realistic when you're blending families.
I think it's easier when they're young too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's your good. Make that point. You had a great point yesterday. We were talking about the podcast.
I have no points.
Yes, you did. You said something great. You're like, if the kids are younger, it's definitely going to be easier, right?
That would have to be. I mean, once they're fully formed, they're going to have some serious drama going on when they're teenagers.
Oh but, yeah, yeah. You know, I can't even imagine.
You get 4 and 5 year olds. I think are going to be
Well, that's statistics.
They have little personalities, but I think they're going to be okay. But once you get to be a teenager and you're used to your room your stuff, and suddenly you've got somebody else introduced into that space, I think it gets a lot more difficult.
I'm like cringing even thinking about it. Actually, I'll tell a little quick story, but I dated, you remember this? Mm-hmm. I dated a guy before you, Jim. And
I hope it's not during me.
It was not during you, it was before. And this is actually in my book too. And he was so quick, he wanted to blend family so quickly. And I said, no. And we actually, thank God, didn't, but I met his girls really early on and just fell in love with them because, of course, I have 2 boys and they were young, really super young. And we broke up, you know, because shit happens and you break up and you go on. But I never got a chance to say goodbye to the girls. And I was devastated and they were devastated. And we bumped into them. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And
breakfast, yeah.
The breakfast and the little girls. And they ran up to me and they were actually with the new girlfriend. Remember that?
Who was not happy.
Who was not happy. At all. She was like, oh, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, and the girls are hugging me. And one of them's telling me about her new makeup. And the other one's telling me about her whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they hadn't seen me. And I was like, I was on the verge of tears. I mean, I was shaking and right?
You are a crier.
I am a crier. But this was like really hard for me to see this.
I had no feelings whatsoever. I was completely okay with it.
Right. I mean, like, and then he walks in and he shakes your hand. And I mean, it was just like
poor choice, by the way.
Poor choice on his part?
Of him. I mean, come on.
Thank you. I mean, really? All of him to come to breakfast?
No, for you to have dated that guy in the first place.
Oh, thanks. You know what? It's all in the book, everybody. Really? It's a good story. But I mean, seriously. So yeah, I was definitely, those kind of things, like unless you know, unless you know when you're dating someone, I've made so many mistakes and they're all in my book. But if there is not a ring on your finger or you have not dated longer than a year, there is no reason that your kids need to meet the guy you're dating.
I would agree.
I mean, I think that's why we get along, Jim.
My kids don't want to see you again.
Your kids hate me. They do. They hate me.
You're a lot.
I know. I'm extra.
You're a lot.
I'm extra.
Kids are extensions of me.
They are. Your kids are like.
They like quiet.
They're so quiet.
They like.
I know. Your kids.
They like no drama.
My kids
like
love
the little
you.
YouTube videos.
This is so true. His kids, I know. I'm extra. I walk in. I'm like, what up, guys? They're like, yeah, no, turn her down.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Push pause on that girl. It's okay. Well, fine, you know. Here's the thing. In my book, I also talk about, I give tips. I give tips on being in a successful shaken family. I like to call them shaken families. So let's give some tips today, because I feel like
do we have tips.
We do have tips. We do.
You have tips.
I know the tips.
They're your tips. You wrote
them.
They're
my tips. I wrote them, and I'm the expert. But you know what? You can give them. Do you want to do them? Here.
No.
Why not?
Because okay, I'll do tips.
Okay, but here's
the first one.
But here's the thing: why we give tips, because if you are going to be blending a family, it's really super important that you. These are some good tips. And these tips are like tips that I don't think you're going to find other places, because they're Hurwitz tips. They're me tips. They're really like...
You need a better nickname for those, I think.
Hurwitz. Okay.
But yes, we'll call them Hurwitz tips for now.
Okay. So like, here's really number one. I just flat out, like, you can't smack talk the biological parent. Okay. So if you... Do you know what I'm saying?
I never bash.
But in front of kids, like, it's fine if you want to badmouth the ex.
Even if you're unhappy with him, I'm on his side.
Well, that's okay. You know what? That's really annoying, Jim. Okay, so
in fact,
just so you
I
know,
think he and I should go out.
You do. Okay, the two of you are the same person. It's so annoying. We're giving away way too much information right now. But in a blended family, you can never. I'm sorry. I don't think you should ever do it anyway. We don't.
No.
But we really don't. Do not badmouth the biological parent in front of those kids. If you're in a blended family and you're in the house and...
Even if they're a piece of shit.
Even if they're a piece of shit.
Like if they're a drug addict or something.
Right. Oh my God, I can tell you a story. Like another story. Right.
Just keep your opinion to yourself.
They're the parents of those kids, right? Yeah. You can't, you're never going to gain any points in a blended family situation if you're badmouthing those kids' parents. Never.
I would agree.
Right? I think that's a good one.
What if they're a felon?
Do you know that story? Don't tell that happened to me. Remember? I was dating the guy. Don't even talk about it. That's in the book too.
Do you like vet the people you date at all? Like how did,
you know, my ex-husband started doing background checks. Did he do one on you?
I don't know. I'm sure I passed with flying colors.
Maybe. I don't know. Could you do number two?
Number two, dad or mom knows best. Don't discipline the kids
or her kids.
So basically let the, not the custodial, I guess custodial yeah, parent, let the right. biological parent or the team, let that team deal with its own its own issues.
I think that's a good one too. I think that, you know.
And I definitely try to stay out of that. Like,
oh, no, you don't. You always discipline my kids. You're
no,
like,
I never
Zach,
discipline.
Please.
I do not.
Once you did.
I do not.
And I was like, you're not the father. Okay.
I stay, you have to stay out of that.
I think it's different though. I think it's when you're all in the house together.
And you tried, yeah, I would agree.
You know.
And it's got to be tough. I mean, if you have a kid that's, you know, sitting on the couch spilling Cheetos on it, and you,
I think that's
as
different.
A, you know, as the, you're living there all together, and it's like, dude, like, how about you don't eat the Cheetos on the white couch? That would be a good idea.
How about you don't
about
call
you
your mom a whore?
How about you use a coaster? Like, you know,
I think
there's certain things you can say, but like big parenting decisions, I think should be the two parents.
Right. Or the two parents.
The two.
Go in another room.
Biological parents.
Or the two parents, or the two of you that are living together, go in another room.
Yeah, sure.
You discuss it, and then you come back out as a team.
Yes.
Team on.
Yeah. And I would think that the biological parent, for lack of a better term, I think they should communicate whatever that common decision is.
I agree. Right. Okay. So number three, I'm really big on one-on-one time. And dates. So if you're blending, you should have one-on-one like time with each kid separately to make them all feel special, like equally, right? So even if it's not your kid, stepmom, stepdad, I think you should have like little dates or movie dates or go shopping or whatever, and really, really make each kid feel equally special. I've heard stories that are just, oh my God, I can't even, where like, the stepmom doesn't kiss the other kids goodnight. She just kisses her kids goodnight. I've actually witnessed that. I just can't even.
I'm not kissing your children goodnight.
Okay, you don't have, but you say goodnight to my kids. But we're not in the same house. I'm talking about if you're living together for 4 years, for God's sakes, and you're putting your kids to bed at night and you're not putting the step. I mean, like, I know of, like, she read the stories to, like, her kids and like didn't let the other kids in the room to read. I was like, oh my God, like do you expect,
that's a little crazy.
Yeah, do you expect that to work? Like, how does that work? It just doesn't, right? Oh my God, I just could never imagine.
You might need some new traditions there.
Yes.
Story time with the group or something.
Right, right. Okay, you did the next one.
So don't try to out mom or out dad the real mom or dad.
Oh, I have a real hard time with that.
You think?
I mean, you can't do that though. You can't be like, try to one up the, you know,
no.
Like be a better, but I clearly am.
Well, there's got to be situations where the mom or dad is really a poor parent.
Right.
So what do you do in those situations where you're dealing with someone who doesn't even buy their kid. Let's say the mom does not even buy the kid clothes.
Yeah, so, no, I just.
So now
just,
you're, you know, you they're with clothes. You that week. You just have to bite the bullet. I guess maybe, you know, well, maybe think, look, maybe look like it's coming from the dad, not the, not right. yourself.
Well, that's a good one. Or here's an example too. If the kid says something like, "Oh, my mom sucks. She didn't do this last week, or she doesn't make the peanut butter and jelly like you do. You're so much better at it." I don't think you agree. I don't think you say, "She does suck. I'm so much better."
No, totally.
I think you do one of these. I'm sure she does it the best she can.
Unless you're making buffalo dip, because I'm taking the championship. If Mark starts making buffalo dip and your kids tell me that it sucks, I'm going to agree with him that it does indeed suck.
Okay.
Just so we're clear.
Let's tell the story.
And if he makes cheesecake and they say his cheesecake sucks, I'm going to agree with him that his cheesecake sucks. There's a few things I bring to the table.
It's only two.
There's the only two. Like everything else, he's got me. Right. But I bring those two things to the table, and I'm going to take the championship on those.
Okay, fine.
And give me the belt.
But I do really feel strongly, strongly, strongly that you've got to try to keep the peace between the outside and the inside of the blended family, and external and internal. I think that's super important if you're going to do this right. If you have any chance at all to make your shaken family blended.
Correct.
Yes.
I would agree. What's the next one? That's you.
Oh, that you practice what you preach. This blending shit is hard. Stay positive. So if you guys are having meltdowns between the two of you, and you're having a crappy time with this, and it's difficult, and someone's kids are better and this one's better, I say take it outside in the front porch. We used to do that. Go in the bedroom, have a conversation away from the kids. You don't want to be negative about blending in front of all the kids.
Yeah, that's not really going to work.
No.
Maybe text it.
Yeah.
Just sit on the phone and just text each other, scowling each other, texting the whole time.
Totally.
Okay. Mom and dad won't get their head out of their wraps.
Out of their wraps. Okay, what's next?
Family meals as often as possible.
I love this one. I think this should go in every household. Blended, not blended, everyone. I really think that family meals are so important. Everybody sits down together. You talk about your day. Everybody
put your devices away.
Yes. Yes, honey, that's so important.
I even put my phone down.
Yeah, engage. Maybe go around the table and say what's the best part of the day, what the worst part of the day is, and really, I think that's
important. Communicate.
Communicate. That's really important.
It's good to talk occasionally.
Yeah, I think so too.
Once a day, maybe.
I'm proud of you.
For about 5 minutes.
Okay, that's it. 5 minute dinner and then you're done. I feel like, even if you go out, I don't care. But just make sure you're talking to each other.
Well, that's the worst. No one, every table.
Oh my God.
The kids are just staring at a
Where
device.
Were we the other day? And we could, every kid had an iPhone at the table. I wanted to walk over the table.
Playing their games or watching YouTube videos. Some without headphones, which should be punishable by death.
I wanted to walk over to the table and be like, y'all need to put those phones away.
And the parents were on the stuff too.
Yes.
So all four of them were staring at a device.
Could you believe that?
That was crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Okay, this one is super important. Super important, and the hardest thing to do, I think. This is what makes blended families virtually, for me, impossible. And I really do feel this is where I'm going to get all the phone calls. People are going to be like, oh my God, Jennifer said this. I can't believe it. You need to love all the children equally. And I think it's impossible. I think that if you can love someone else's children as much or equally as you love your own, more power to you. Now, here's the thing. Some people can do that. Some people can actually love other people's children. I do. I'm that person. I can love other people's kids. I can do it 100%. I can actually love someone else's child. I can. Now, I have people that I know very close to me that will flat out say, it ain't happening. I'm not loving that kid. That kid smells like syrup. This one's as dirty. I don't love this. I know people that are like, I will not love another child like my own. It's fair. I mean, they just don't. You know, some people cannot dig deep and ever put another kid before their own. And if that's you, blending ain't going to work. It's not. So you need to, I think.
I would agree.
I think you need to come to terms with that before you try to blend.
Trying to think if I could love someone more than my kids.
Could you? Like maybe not love them more.
I think that's more of a mom move.
It is.
Although dads
move.
Can pull it off. Good dads.
I think dads even
dads
have
better than me.
I think dads have a tough time even not loving their own kids, but going to that place where they actually.
Sure.
The empathy, maybe.
Yeah.
So imagine your kids, two kids, yours and mine, are fighting. Right? And you don't know the truth of the story. And you get one side and I get one side. Whose kid are you siding with?
I'm going to make him get in the octagon and settle it.
Two go in. What is it, Mad Max?
Two men enter, one man leaves.
One man leaves. I mean, seriously, though. And it's one of those things where, like, blending families, that's basically you have to love someone else's kids like you love your own. And that's why I just think it's so difficult. I just really do. I think it's really hard to do. So, I don't know. That's my take on it. That's the way it goes. I just think. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think I'm going to get probably emails and phone calls and whatever. And Jennifer's crazy, but you know what? I think there's a lot of people that agree with me. And I get lots of calls every day that say, thank you for saying that because that's how I feel. So that's good too.
There you go.
That's it. I'm sticking to it, Jim.
It's good. You should stick to your guns.
I'm going to stick to my guns. You know, so those are some good tips for a successful blended family. And, you know, that's it. That's all we got today to tell you the truth about this whole blended family bullshit. And I'm real and raw, and that's just what I got for you. But we have a couple business. We got some business.
Business.
Some business to take care of. Coming up, oh my God, next week on February 4th, I've been promoing for the past 4 weeks about the online divorce recovery summit that I'm doing with Wendy Sterling. So that's February 4th that comes out. You can download that. It's free, 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 free. And
free is for me.
Free is for me. It's going to be fantastic. So everybody get that. If you're thinking about going through getting divorced, contemplating going through a divorce, if you are divorced, anything, this is going to be an amazing summit. It's free and fabulous and you can get it. All the information is going to be on our show notes and all the good stuff. And what else is going on here? Oh, I have a TED Talk coming up in April.
Really?
A TED Talk. A little bit freaked out about that. I'll be honest. That's okay. What else?
Do you have to stay on the red carpet the entire time?
Yes. I can't leave the red carpet. I cannot leave that red circle.
What's the diameter of this red carpet?
I don't know. They're going to tell me, but I really think I should maybe wear like a really uncomfortable heel so I can't move because I'm a walker. I'm a pacer. I like to pace.
Maybe you should practice it at home.
Do you have a red carpet?
No.
Can you get me one?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond, I have a coupon. Probably... Is it coupon or coupon?
It's coupon.
It's coupon.
It's like coupon.
Coupon.
No, it's Q. We've talked about this all the time,
there's
Jim.
There's no Q.
Yes, there
in
is.
Coupon.
You know what? It is coupon.
Coup.
Anyway, so I also have a new podcasting 101 that I'm coaching. I'm coaching some podcasting stuff. Like if you're interested in learning how to podcast easy, quick, inexpensive, and you want to know how to do it right, I'm doing a thing called Doing Podcasting Right, and you can reach out to me. On my email and my Facebook, wherever you want to find me. And I'm cheap and I'm fun and it's easy. Oh, that sounded really good.
You're cheap, fun, and easy?
Cheap, fun, and easy. That's right. Podcasting fun. Cheap, fun, and easy. All right. That sounded great. Jesus.
That did not sound
great. That did not sound great. Oh, my God.
How can they reach you?
They can get me via my website, jenniferhurvitz.com.
Yes.
And that's easy. Just contact me, reach out, and I can help you start your podcast because you shouldn't be spending a lot of money. You should not be spending a lot of money, people. And I know that you can get free information on the internet. You can Google.
Didn't you spend a lot of money?
That's why I'm trying to help Jim. I spent a shit ton of money on a podcast that I didn't need to spend.
Correct.
Okay, so like, here's the thing. I know that you can go online, you can download stuff, you can research, you can get it, but there's so much stuff. I was inundated with like all this crazy information and this microphone and this microphone. I can, honestly, not kidding you, I can start your podcast for you in an hour. Hour on the phone, Zoom call, done. You can start it. You have your name. You have your logo. You know what to do. I've got you. I'm your girl. So call me. That's all I got for you.
Maybe I should start a podcast.
Oh my, I would kill you. You'd be my competition.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
I would have a different topic.
Oh my God, it would be so good.
I clearly can't talk about parenting.
But you could talk about Metcons.
Shoes. I could talk shoes. About shoes.
Oh my God, do you want to tell everyone? Jim has a podcast. Jim, do you want to tell everybody about your?
No one cares.
They do care. Yeah, no how many followers do you have on your Instagram page?
93,000.
93,000 followers on Jim's Nike Metcon Tribe page on Instagram. I'm plugging my boyfriend's page because I don't have anywhere close to that. It's embarrassing. Ugh, his shoes. I'll need shoes.
Well, it's not my brand, though. It's someone else's
brand. But that's what you need to do. You need to have a podcast about shoes.
I don't think I could talk that much about them.
But people like you. I think it'd be fun.
No one likes me.
I like you, Jim. Thank you for being here today with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I love having you. And you bring my numbers up, up, up. People love you.
That makes one of us.
I love you too, Jim. Thanks for being here, baby. Everybody else, you know where to find me. I'm cheap, fun, and easy. Oh, y'all, this has been a great time. It's Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurvitz, and you can find me everywhere, but it's easy. www.jenniferhurwitz.com or on Instagram, it's Jennifer Hurwitz Biz. And also, you can find me on Twitter. I'm tweeting now. Tweet, tweet. But it's Jen Hurwitz Biz. Anyway, that's what I got for you. Everybody have a great day. Peace, love, and as always, truth.
Thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, recommend, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep the podcast going? Support us by going to www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.